Good morning, Dunright Roofing. It's Manny.
Hi, Manny. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Miss Tina. Yourself?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. It's Friday, right?
Yep. Friday. It's Friday.
Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah. It's payday. Everybody wants money today, so.
Yep. You know why I'm calling. I love that.
Is that what it is? It's like, yeah, usually that's the reason why. What's going on?
Well, we're having trouble processing this month's payment, so I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Okay.
The account was closed. It's a, let me see.
Possible.
Visa.
Yeah.
In 4567.
Correct. Yeah, no, but I actually went into a little bit of an issue there with my office. I had somebody embezzling and stealing money from a lot of these cards. Yeah, apparently it's awfully common. Everybody hears about it. So, I had actually shut down a lot of my accounts to make sure that, you know, there was a lot of reoccurring charges, like, you know, her water bills, her, you know, car insurance, all kinds of stuff that was going on. So, No, here in El Paso. She was here.
Okay.
Taking it from... Yeah, she's sitting at the office. Yeah, yeah. So she was just taking money and siphoning money out of my cards, and I wasn't able to notice it because I wouldn't get the statements. I would just get my bank statement saying that we paid off each of these cards anyway. Long story short, yeah. And then after that, I had a massive heart attack. So I'm like, one thing after another, and now I'm steadily crawling back into work. I'm just now getting back into the swing of things. Remind me what Local Splash does for us, because this was, again, one of her areas of she takes care of it and I go get money. I want to take care of a lot of this. So I'm not really somebody that would know what Local Splash does for us, what the service is about, how much I pay. How long I've been with you guys, like, I mean, it's all alien to me, so I apologize if I seem ignorant.
No, don't.
It's because I am.
And I'm so happy that I'm talking to you now if you had a heart attack, because you sound fantastic.
Of course, thank you.
Yeah, no
appreciate
problem.
That.
So what we do is we optimize your business to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. So then when people are looking for roofing or general contractor or construction or various keywords of you know, things that you do, we make sure that you come up on the first page every single time. We also optimize your website, DunrightRoofingAndConstruction.com. That is a Local Splash site. And then just to give you an idea, since you're kind of in the dark on this, you guys pay us $299 month to month. You've been with us for 4 years, and in the time that you've been working with Local Splash, your company has been found on the first page of Google 22,392 times, and you've had 4,769 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you're probably getting a ton of work out of this, which, you know, I'm sad that you're not aware, but I can do is once we get the payment up to speed, I can send you an email with a login to your dashboard, and that way you can go on and see the results in real time. Do you still use the Manny Ramirez 0309 at gmail.com?
Yeah, it's 0309 numerically. Yes, ma'am. That's my email. And I do have somebody, because, you know, technology is not really my thing. So I have my brother's a computer programmer. He's been doing this for years.
Great.
I'm going to have him in charge of, I think he's doing, I don't know what he's doing, honestly. But he's the one taking care of all the digital and all the SEO or whatever you call it. So he's the one taking care of all that for me. If you do me a favor, shoot me over a text, because I believe I did ask them once before about, because I don't know what I'm, like, I don't know where my website was, I don't know who had access to it, because, again, this was her thing, right? So I needed to make sure that all this gets, passwords get reset and everything else. So he's the one that really has control over most of our online presence, things like that. And again, like I said, we're barely crawling back into work. I barely got cleared to kind of go back to light duty. So if you would,
let me get with him, and can you shoot me an email with your contact info so that way I can get back to the right person if that's, you're not like a manager for my account or something. So if,
I'll send you an email that talks about the payment failing and the extension on there, 777. It'll ring directly to my desk. My name's Tina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you'll get a text message, too, that just talks about the payment, but you'll see my extension. And then one thing I will tell you is that you have an option where your program does include an extra $100 worth of Google paid ads. What some people do if they hit a tight spot is they take those paid ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, right? Which means
What's the website address?
Let me go back to that page.
Because I think we had at some point I had maybe four or five websites, or domains, excuse me, and I don't know which ones, where they're at.
This one is the real deal. This is your business name, DoneRightRoofingAndConstruction.com, which is very hard to achieve. But, of course, you've been with us for 4 years, so we got it when it was available. We snagged it up for you. One thing I will do for you when we get the payment up to speed is I can upgrade you to one of our custom sites, because the site that you have – is kind of more of a landing page, so I can put you into the custom site. But there were leads coming through the dashboard as recent as January. So, you were out with a heart attack. Was anybody handling these leads? Because they should have been coming to your email. Efren Avila, he was on Cantillo, Texas.
Efren Avila? Yeah, I got him.
Scott Newhart, Jesus Rodriguez.
I didn't get a Jesus Rodriguez.
Okay, no. Yeah. So here's the thing, is that all of that business is coming as a result of this program. So let's say that you have other domains out there in the past. Those domains can't bring you a client if they're not getting exposure, right? So what our website is doing, it's the one that's attached on Google, on Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search. There's 45 different directories that it's attached to. So we're making sure that it's actually getting the exposure that it needs to bring you clients.
Okay. Yeah. I got a customer telling me that somebody else called them. And at some point I was getting calls from different people, like looking for a supply house. They're asking me about shingles, and they were trying to get a hold of the supplier. And then I would get calls for people that were looking for just completely other different things. So I was like, I wonder what's going on. And I mean, I never got down to the bottom of it. But yeah, and then I also got a customer telling me that another lady asked that some lady told them that they would have somebody go out, but that it wasn't our company. So I was like, that's unusual. I'm like, I don't know what could have happened. I mean, thanks for waiting. She's like, no, but I knew it wasn't you. So I was like, I waited to get a hold of you to come out to my roof. I'm actually working with her right now. So I'll ask her a little bit more about how that all happened and how that all came to be.
The phone number of the person that called her, because on your profile, what we're promoting is this phone number, 915-412-0525. But sometimes people, will put a tracking
number. Do we have any other emails that are on the website other than the menu? I mean, is 0309? Is there any other email that the thing would go to? Like, was my office manager included in something like that?
What happens is when somebody fills out that lead form on the site, it also will trigger an email to you, and the only one that we have is the Manny Ramirez 0309 at Gmail. So I don't think she's getting them, but I have heard things like this before with directories and lead services. So I don't know if you're working with any other companies like Thumbtack or Angie Leads or even Yelp Ads. Yeah, because
we stopped paying for leads a long time ago.
Oh, but here's the thing. You stop paying for leads, but let's say that you're still on their directory. It could be that people are finding you that way, and that's where they're calling for insignificant things. With this program, I'm looking at the keywords that we have you optimized for, and it's, let me just go back to that page. It's all relevant to what you offer, so I don't see that you would get those types of calls from this program.
What keywords are on there, just out of curiosity? I haven't looked at this probably in 4 years.
The main category is general contractor, but then under that is roofing services, roofing repairs, roofing replacement, commercial spray foam roof, shingles, rolled flat roof, tile maintenance, roof insurance claims, energy efficient roofing system. Does that sound like
And are those in the order of priority?
No, those are just the different keywords that we're showing as services on your site and that we're optimizing you for, but they're not in order of priority. I just listed them as.
I just wanted to know because the latter seemed like more of what we do than the general contracting aspect of it and the tile work and stuff. Yeah, I just want to make sure that we do have spray foam insulation and things like that. That's the main component of our business. About 80% of our business is spray foam. So, that's what we want is the spray foam stuff. We don't want, I'll take the tile work. I'll take the shingles, one and the same, you know, with the roof. But, specifically on foam, that's kind of what we wanted to key in on, energy efficient roof systems, things like that. But, I'm driving to the office. I got to go pick up one of my guys. I'm the guy that showed up late today. So I'm going to run and grab these guys. Yeah, it's all right when I get late. I tell you guys, I tell my workers, you guys are the most important people here. I'm not that important. You guys are important because if I don't show up to work, there's no problem at all. If you guys don't show up to work, that's a big problem.
It doesn't happen. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I get it. So what's your brother's name? Because you said he's taking over the SEO. I just want to notate it on the account. So if he calls in, he'll be authorized.
Yeah. You can authorize to speak to Javier.
Javier, okay. What I did was I put some notes in here that once this is taken care of, I'll have the technician modify your keywords to go heavier on the spray foam installation, energy assisted roof systems. Not that the other keywords are irrelevant, but I want them to go heavier on, you know, what it is that you specialize in, you know? When do you think the $199 would be doable?
Let me get with let me make sure that we're going to continue with the service, to be honest with you. I don't know because I kind of put it up to him. I said, you would know better than I do. So I want him to vet it. And if he vets it, because, again, this was something that my office manager would do without my involvement. So let me have my brother vet the service, and if it doesn't, we'll just pay it as soon as he vets it by Monday, later.
Okay, so I just want to let you know whether you decide to continue or not. We can't cancel an account with a past due balance, and that's simply because on September 5th of 2019, we sent you the terms and conditions that you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So the February 5th payment is outstanding.
I would still owe you guys $199.
It's $299 for your subscription, but if you wanted to, I could take the Google Ads off, and then it would lower it to $199. Remember, I was offering that to you just to make things a little bit more affordable while you get back on your feet. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, if you want to do that, and then I'll make sure that, you know, we make that decision before the end of the month.
Yeah,
that's
and
fine.
I will
I'm
tell you this,
it.
Manny, is that if this account ever were to cancel, it will dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would unravel. the website would come down, and then all of the directories that you're on would also deactivate. So you would go from having the strongest internet presence in El Paso to having a weak internet presence, and nobody can find you, you know, and I definitely don't want that to happen to you either, you know. And then keep in mind also, DoneRightRoofingAndConstruction.com, while you guys are figuring this out, there's a big orange banner at the top of the site saying the information here is no longer being, you know, updated. So sometimes people don't like that on their site because it might look like you're out of business or something. You know what I mean? So once the payment's up to speed, that
does
orange
that mean,
banner comes down.
Come on, does that mean you guys own the domain?
Yes, we absolutely own the domain. Now, if you ever stopped working with us and you wanted to keep your site, you have two options. Number one would be to do the hosting and maintenance package for $49 a month, and that keeps the site and the content. Or you would do a one-time buyout of $99 for the domain, and then that would give you just the domain with no content, and then you'd have to go somewhere else and kind of build a new site on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so
yeah,
you have options of keeping it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was just wondering because, that's what happened to me last time. If somebody, you know, tried to ransom some of my sites, I'm like, you know, whatever. You know, this was like probably before we got with you guys. And that's what happened last time with something like this. And they were trying to hold my sites ransom. And I'm like, you know what? Do with them whatever you want. You want to spend money on optimizing them or making them the first, you know, do whatever you want. I mean, at that point, I was like, you know, done with it. But that's fine. Let me just figure out what we're going to do. And, you know, if I still owe you guys $199, that's fine. Let me take care of the payment now. Let me just get to where my office, I'm about 2 minutes from it.
That's smart because it's early enough where that orange banner will come off the site if we do it right now. If you, you know, kind of table it until the end of the day, then it can't come off till Monday because the technicians don't work on Saturday and Sunday, you know. So I think that's kind of a big move. And I just want to tell you about
If I owe you guys money, I pay my bills. I'm not a deadbeat where I don't pay my bills and stuff. You know what I mean? If I owe you guys money, then we're going to pay you guys, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and then that'll give you and Javier some time to go into the dashboard, too, because once you pay, you're paid in full till March 5th. So you guys can go into the dashboard and you can click on all the leads.
Yeah, well,
and all
he's going to go.
Okay.
He's going to go to the dashboard because if I go in there, I'm not going to. I mean, I understand some of it, but honestly, like, outside of sending an email, if you get me to start using Office, Microsoft Office, like, it's not something I like doing. Like, give me a hammer and a nail, and I'll fix anything. But, you give me a computer, and I'm like, I get a headache within 30 minutes. I'm like, I don't like doing technology.
Yeah, you just don't like it. It's not my forte,
so that's why I'm gonna get on my brother about, you know, looking at this and figuring it out, and then, kind of getting his advice on it. But, I mean, I don't have a problem with the service. I don't honestly know what you guys really do, to be completely frank and honest with you. So this is just something that is kind of like one of my mini subscriptions that I need to start kind of trimming off.
Yes.
But now that, you know, I don't have an office manager and she's not stealing money, I'm not bleeding money from the company as much as I did before. So, you know, if we can sustain this, $199 a month doesn't seem unreasonable, you know, it really doesn't.
Yeah. It's absolutely not, especially now that we modified the package and took those Google paid ads off. I don't think you need those anymore anyway because you're doing so good with the local map section of Google, you know. You're getting
and if you could send me the leads that came through there, I mean, I'd like to see who they are because, you know, if we're sending around leads from your service, you know, if I get a roof or two from – if I get a roof a month that we actually do the work, then, it pays for your service. So, you know, I do see that they're – you know, I do know that there's a value in what you guys do, and I just want to make sure that we are I honestly want to keep it. I don't see why we wouldn't. But
So what I did was, since you want to look at the leads, is I sent you the email that says login credentials to advanced reporting, and you can forward this email to Javier too, so he can get in. And when you get in and you log into your dashboard, you'll see different sections where it'll say home, leads, website, listing. So you would just click on the tab that says 332 local leads, And that's the section where I found Efren, Avila, Scott Newhart. I found all those people that have been in contact with you over the years. So keep in mind that that's, you know, how you would access it on a day-to-day basis. Unless you want me to send the email also with the login to Javier, just so you don't have to forward it.
If you send it to mine, he has access.
There you go.
Email.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
so
send
I send
it to me. I'll tell him. And what's the name of it? How is it going to show up on my email?
It says login credentials to your advanced reporting.
Login credentials. Okay. And that's coming from?
That's coming from local/.com. No,
okay,
it came from the system. Yeah, it won't have my name on it because, it might say support at Local Splash or something like that, but it is coming from the company, okay? So.
Nice. And I'll make sure that he looks at it, and then let me just pull over real quick because I already got to the office. I picked up my guy, and we're on our way to go get gas because I've been running on me.
Oh,
this truck's running on a hope and a prayer right now. I need to get some gas. Friday morning, I was like, man, I got to get to the office. Already running late, but, you know, let me just,
my daughter did that once. She has a Jeep Renegade, and she said, my gas is so low that the whole car's shaking, and I'm in line at Costco, but I don't know if I'm going to make it. I was like, oh, no. Like, the whole
I got an awfully large tank. I got a diesel truck, but it's got about 32-gallon tank.
Wow.
And I probably have... It's just a little lights on, and it makes me nervous to know that it's on. So that's kind of why.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, you have more. Once that light goes on, I think they say you have like 50 more miles or something, but I'm the same way. I panic if I see the light go on.
Yeah, because I don't want to push this truck. I won't be able to.
Exactly.
It's a little bit. With the Renegade, I could probably push that on my own.
Yeah, you and your worker pushing the diesel truck, that's not going to happen.
Somebody's got to steer.
Steer. Yeah, that's right.
Somebody has to steer. Look, I have my Discover here with me. If I can give you that.
Yes, you can.
It's the only one that I'm using right now so that we don't have, because everything else is being monitored, and that's why it's shut down.
Got it. Okay.
So go ahead and...
And then my only question is the Discover card under the same billing address on 1201 East Missouri, Suite A?
I have no idea.
Okay.
We could try.
Let's put it in, and if it doesn't work, we'll try a different one. Yeah, exactly. So what's the card number?
I only have two addresses that this could possibly go to, either my personal home or the business.
Or the business.
But,
okay. So we'll try it, and if not, we'll put the other one in. But go ahead when you're ready.
Okay. The card number is going to be 6011.
Okay.
0143.
Got it.
2374.
Okay.
0139.
And expiration?
0827.
And the code?
2022. Oh, I'm sorry. No, 903.
Okay. So I'm going to give it a whirl with the Missouri address, and if not, we'll go back and try the other. No worries. Let's see here if this can cross. Oh, good. It was the Missouri address. I got the green light. So you are all good to go, Manny. Thank you for taking care of that. And you also have my direct line. So if Javier has any questions when he gets on the dashboard, feel free to call me, okay?
And that was for the $199, correct?
Yeah, moving forward, I changed your subscription to $199, so it won't go back up to the $299 unless you called and you wanted to put the ads back on, okay?
Yeah, we get a little storm or something, or, you know, work gets a little slow or something. Yeah, we can always change that later. Awesome.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Christina. I really appreciate you helping me get through this. I apologize for the delay in the payment.
No problem.
We'll definitely make sure that, you know, the service gets vetted. And if you would just please, it would be imperative for me to be able to let my brother know why we want to keep this service.
Yes.
The fact that, you know, we're getting leads from it, that these leads are viable, good leads that we've actually got business with. And if I'm turning around business from a lead that we're getting, then more of the reason for me to keep using the service so that we can continue to get that opportunity.
Yep.
At these customers.
Exactly right. Yeah. No.
Yeah, because if I see somebody I recognize, I'm like, oh yeah, we did his roof. His roof was a really good paying job. Then it makes me a lot more inclined to keep it.
Yeah. And if you ever got a one-off bogus lead like you were talking about here and there, Don't worry.
Yeah.
We don't charge you per lead or per phone call or per
yeah.
click. That's all inclusive with the program. So if you go through the dashboard
yeah.
and see there's something funny on there, then don't worry.
Yeah.
You weren't charged extra for it anyway. You know what I mean? You just pay that
right.
rate month to month no matter what. Okay?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, not a problem at all. Yeah. So again, really appreciate it, Miss Tina. I hope you have yourself a good rest of your day. It's Friday.
Yep.
And who are you going for? Who do you want to win?
Kansas
City or win San Francisco?
I'm going for the Niners for sure. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I love Kansas City. I spent a lot of time there growing up, and that city is near and dear to
oh,
my
no.
heart. Oh,
no.
I love
you. You lived in Kansas City and you're
no,
going for
no,
the
no.
49ers?
No, no. I lived in Chicago, but I spent a lot of time in Kansas City growing up. My mom used to travel through Kansas, Nebraska,
oh, no.
Iowa, Missouri, so I just, I love that
Kansas.
City. But the reason I'm going for the Niners is the quarterback and the receiver, they're Bible-believing Christians, and they're always
yeah.
giving glory to God. And
yeah.
I like that. That just
yeah.
every time I hear them speak, I get goosebumps. And I also like
okay, fair enough.
Giving glory to God, and they're sometimes the underdog. Like, everyone's telling me, oh, you're crazy, you're going for the Niners. I said, hey, don't be surprised if they win, because with God, all things are possible.
Oh, all right.
Purdy says if win or lose, he's given glory to God anyway. So either way,
yeah.
it's a win-win situation, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. So that's awesome. Well, Miss Tina, like I said, good. I hope you enjoy the game. And again, thanks for giving me a call. We'll have my brother give you a call if we have any other questions.
Who
going forward.
Are you going for real quick?
You know what? I don't have a dog in the fight. I really don't. So I really don't. You know, I'm just, you know, my brother goes for the 49ers. You know, my girlfriend
like
likes Mahomes. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he's a Niners fan. Like, he's a Niners fan. So when Green Bay beat us, I'm a Cowboys fan. So when Green Bay beat us, my sister's a Green Bay fan. My sister lives in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee.
Oh,
so
my
sister lives in Milwaukee. So I didn't live it down when, you know, they totally stomped us. But
yeah.
then my brother kind of got him back for, you know, doing that to my Cowboys. So,
you
know what? I don't know. I mean, I can root for both teams. I want to see a good game and, you know, some nice commercials. That's all I'm looking for, and eating some good food. So that's what I'm rooting
what
for.
That's what I say, because even if the Chiefs win, because I have so much history in Kansas City, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
I mean,
of course.
But I'm hope I actually went and got my nails painted in Niner colors, so I'm already.
Well, Miss Tina, like I said, hopefully we'll catch a really good game.
Okay, there you go. All right, well, I enjoyed talking
All right.
to you, Manny. Have a great weekend.
All right, Miss Tina, do the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.